Welcome to Real Estate 2020, a podcast series hosted by the minds behind the Seebach team, Realty One Group's number one realty group, where Principal Jeff Seebach and partner Phil Sexton divulge the backstory where you find out what it's like to be in meetings with one of the top teams in the country, selling over $150 million over the past 12 months.
We got to learn to organize our time to still, right? This was what the meeting was about, was that we have to designate an hour a day, just an hour a day to following up on your future leads. But Laura,
yes.
So do you have any A buyers?
Well, the ones that I'm working with are out of town. One's in Illinois. He's coming out November 11th, he and his wife. That's my lead. It came from my website.
And congratulations.
They are wanting to move near their son, who lives in Desert Ridge, but they're looking under... I told them they're not getting into Desert Ridge area. Scottsdale under $200,000.
This is your lead, okay?
Yeah.
So are you sending him homes from Flex MLS?
I am.
Okay. Where are you sending him the homes from any other method? Like, did you do a buyer letter for them? Have you done a... Are you previewing homes for them?
I'm going to preview homes next week. They're coming out in November, so when I get a little closer, I'm gonna get
okay.
On that. I also have two other people that are not local, that are supposed to come. One's coming from Northern California. He's an investor, and he's supposed
the
to
investor
out.
That we talked yes. about in the past. Oh.
And we will be.
What's his name?
Todd Morris.
Okay. Todd Morris. Because what the goal is to set a point when we, you know, first lead group one, is to set a point with everybody with how many leads you're working on, and then follow the progression of the leads and what we're doing with them, and including working on the phone calls and all that stuff. But I mean, this is just the basis that we have to set moving forward. Okay, and that's your lead as well?
It is.
He's the investor?
Yes.
And who was the first lead you spoke of?
Eldon and Sharon.
Okay, so this is a trend that I started to see in the last group as well, is when they're coming in November, we're waiting to get working on the previewing for that person. To me, that is a mistake. What happens then is they don't think that you're working for them, right? Like, to me, the way that we cement leads for us is we try and find them great houses now and start that process way sooner. Like, to me, even if they're coming in 6 months, once a month, we should at least send them a carrot that's not from their e-alert or not from their MLS. That is, I mean, just like...
I did that yesterday because I saw a house. It was 400. It's in the perfect area.
Right. So you got to text the carrot. Take a little video of it when you're there. Hey, I was thinking of you. Don't worry. You don't have to respond. You're coming in. I was out looking for you. I saw six that were not great. This is probably the best one. No, not expecting. It's willing to waste effort. This is what guarantees that person, when they're coming in, that they actually work with you, because you're tying them to you. What it is you don't want them to come in town and then not contact you for the day and then be behind with the... You're in a relationship with these people. And when they don't hear from you for a prolonged period of time, they assume you're doing nothing. And what are you actually doing? Hey. So if you are looking, hopefully, I'm glad you're not doing nothing. Okay.
Oh.
Well,
Were
you went and looked at that house for him?
Well, I started thinking about him when I was looking at houses, but I didn't. But
did you text him and say you're thinking about you?
No, I didn't.
Houses?
That's no.
Yeah, you gotta show your work.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you need to text it to him, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Eldon, was that Eldon or was that for Todd?
That was for Eldon.
Okay. So what?
Todd, I have not done anything for looking.
Right. This is the. Why we're doing this, right? Like, we have to be...
I do comps for him every other day on properties.
I'm talking about tech out in the street, sending him something from... And you can use one house for multiple people, mm-hmm. right? Like, to me, it's multifaceted in sending either a bulk email or a text to three different people with the... You know, I mean, so you're what's called leveraging your work. So, okay. So you have... Only 12 leads? It's because it didn't qualify.
I did that to my own because those are mine. That's right.
This is Lori Pratt, yeah. All right, so you have 57 total leads. So are any of these A? Obviously, you all know to think of who your A buyers, your B-plus buyers are when I get to you. Daniel, I know you had two we talked about yesterday. So what is your newest lead? How do I click on? Cool. Have you spoken to Lynn?
Yes. When I spoke to Lynn, she's living in Gilbert with her husband. And they're looking for land. They're looking for land to build on.
Cool. All right. So we have a...
They like DC Ranch.
They like DC Ranch? All right. So let's dangle her a carrot. So I have a new listing up in Desert Highland that's new to market. But this is the idea of what we have to do is to engage her, is send her the it's probably going to be 600 to 700, right? Like it's okay to send them something that's not
in their price point,
right? Or no, it's a $600,000. It isn't in price point. 875 and lower land.
Oh, I think that's for her. That's for them to build a house.
I'm talking about, this is a lot in Desert Highland. Are they only looking at building?
Well, that's what she said. She wants to see if they can do, but.
Has she talked to a builder?
No.
Let's call her and ask. Let's work on that script. All right, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna build a script. We're gonna build a scenario that we're gonna, so you're gonna call her with the, is your heart racing yet? Right, but it's okay, right? Like, we'll let you go outside and call in, whatever it is. But, so, what it is we have to, so you're gonna dangle with the goal of asking a different question, mm-hmm. right? I don't think in the world that she's going to be interested in this, but this is the this is the way that you create opportunity for you, is because what does she want? She wants a piece of land.
She wants, yeah.
Right?
Like
so
less than an
I'm going here is you talk to her in A. Oh, right? So you're going to, this is where we're going to work on tone, right? We're going to practice it. Oh my God, we just got this new, it's not on the market yet, but I was thinking of you because it's a piece of land and it's in Desert Highlands. Do you know where Desert Highlands is?
Yes.
Where is it?
It is off of Happy Valley.
Right. Is it close to DC Ranch?
It is close, fairly close.
Okay. Is it closer than Gilbert to DC Ranch?
Yeah.
Right. Like, so it's like, you know, like, I mean, it's like an adjacent subdivision to DC Ranch, right? It's going to be...
tennis?
It's what?
Do you have tennis?
Best tennis in the valley.
Best tennis in the valley. So they have grass courts.
Grass courts.
Do they have clay?
Yeah, they have clay. Too.
Clay?
Clay, gravel.
And, right, they
if
have.
If you're a tennis player, you want to be there.
Yeah.
That's what it's known for. That's
what, yeah.
HOA fees are very expensive.
Okay. We're not going to talk about that. Oh my God, right? Like, I got this.
I don't care about that.
No, but you're going to call her to just. All you're doing is. You're calling, this takes the pressure off of you because you're just calling to say, you know what? I talked to you last week. I went in the office yesterday. We got this new listing coming up in Desert Highlands, a piece of land. How the hell are you? Right? It's a south-facing lot. I didn't know if you were okay with a south-facing lot.
Okay.
And you're going to let her talk. And then, but your goal is what? To ask her if she has a builder. Has she talked to any builders? Right? Because we have several builders. And I didn't know what style of home you were looking for. You're just trying to create valuable conversation around the idea to get her talking to see where she's at. But it's your chance to engage her. All right, so you're gonna call me now. I'm gonna be Lynn Fucci. So now. All right, where did we get the lead from? So it's a Google lead, right? So did you look her up on the web?
No.
Why not?
I don't know, because I guess I felt like I was talking to her.
When you work with a buyer, let's see, the buyer of the house you sold in Ancala, friend that person on Facebook?
We were friends.
Okay, cool, right? So then you only work with people that are friends, right?
So far.
Yeah. Okay, so what we want to do is we also want to clarify. So, like, you're thinking of goals that you want to talk to in this meeting, right? So the thing is this her cell phone number?
Yes.
You know it is? Have you texted her yet?
I have not texted her.
Yeah, right. So you're going to ask her, because you're trying to, I mean, dude, she's going to buy a $600,000 or $800,000 piece of land, even if you don't get the build portion of it, that's still cool. All right, so call me, pretend like you're calling me, and you're going to dangle this piece of carrot. What do you need to know to dangle it from her? Let's get a pen. Let's write it down. Because you have to me, it would be great to write out the details of the, because I just told you about a carrot and you didn't ask me any questions.
How big the lot is.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
I think it's around 3/4 of an acre.
Okay. That's fine.
Give or take 1/4 of an acre.
Exactly. Give or take 4 acres.
No, it's under an acre. I guess I could look at.
We also got a lot over by Canyon Heights, you know, our Pinnacle Peak dead ends.
Oh yeah.
To the left.
Oh, actually, yeah, I got one. Oh, I got a great lot for you.
Is that a lot?
What's that?
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, I have a lot around the back side of... Let's dangle this one, right? What was that guy's name?
He's from my music.
Rotary, yeah. 600 to 700,000. Actually, that's a great lot to dangle.
They have to put their own tennis court in, though.
But the thing is you got a second, you're going to call, no, but this is good because you're going to dangle two pieces.
Okay.
Right? And to say, I was thinking the one up in Desert Highlands because they have great golf up there or great tennis. Did you know they had clay courts? So now, you don't need to know the lot number. I think you're going to go, you know what? The lot number, I think it's south facing on the golf course. The other place we look is, I don't know that we have any lots on here.
Well, I am going to be sending them to her, right? Oh, we don't have them on the market.
Dude, you're just trying to get them talking so you can get more information. Because right now, with this lead, you have limit, right? You lives in Gilbert, wants to retire with his medical practice in the near future, has always wanted to live in Scottsdale, love to play tennis, especially find a DC ranch. You're trying to just build rapport. Don't think of selling them anything. You're just trying to talk to them about what they expected to. All right, so call me.
Okay.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, Lynn. That's the script.
Gotcha. Hi, Lynn. This is Lori with the Seabok team. The Seabok team, we spoke back.
I
just wanted to touch base with you because I have something really exciting to talk about regarding some land that is not on the market yet. I've got two pieces of property under an acre that I think you could be really interested in.
Oh, whoa. Right.
Slow it down.
Yes.
If Lynn is talking at just speed, she just missed everything.
Yeah, dude, I didn't understand.
Excited to pitch.
Yeah.
You were too excited to pitch. You got to first recognize who it is you're talking to. Let them acknowledge who you are.
Okay.
Always.
Right.
Always let them acknowledge who you are when you're calling them. Because otherwise, you throw everything
out. Okay. All right, I'll call you. Help her with the language, and then you'll call me back. Hey,
ring,
Lynn.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hey, it's Jeff Seabok with the Seabok team up in North Scottsdale. Do you remember we spoke last week about you looking for a piece of land up in North Scottsdale?
Yes, I do.
If I was right, you were interested in DC Ranch.
Right, I am, and I want to be having some tennis courts soon.
Awesome. Well, what it is I wanted to give you a call because we... There's another great... What I remembered you liked about DC Ranch was that you guys like tennis, and we have a new piece of property that's coming on in a nearby community that has the best tennis in the valley. It's Desert Highlands. Have you ever heard of Desert Highlands?
No, I haven't.
But you see how we're talking to her. We're not just pitching. All right, now you try me.
Okay.
Ring, ring, ring.
Ring, ring. Hi, Lynn.
Oh, hey.
How are you?
I'm well. Who is this?
This is Lori Seabok team. We spoke last week. I just wanted to give you a call back. I have some
We spoke last week?
Yes, Lori, we did.
Wait until he acknowledges or she acknowledges that she understands who you are.
Okay.
Right? Wait, everybody, wait. Let them acknowledge they know who they're talking about, right? This is Lori with the Seabok team.
All right, let's try it again.
Okay. We spoke, We spoke last week about the lot. Oh, yeah. Now you can proceed.
Okay.
You gotta wait for that acknowledgement of who you are.
Okay.
Hi, this is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. This is Lori from the Seabok team.
Hi, Lori.
How are you today?
I'm great.
Good. I just wanted to talk about a few things we talked about last week.
Okay.
Well, I went into the office today and we have a couple of listings.
Reminder of the things that you called about. What does it say here? Loves DC Ranch. So what are you going to mention? What it is, think of it this way. You have to take them. What do you think she's doing? Her husband is a doctor, owns a medical practice, about to retire. Do you think that she's working at a sewing mill down there? Right. What do you think she's doing on a, let's call it Wednesday afternoon about 11 o'clock? Maybe just got her nails done. Maybe she was babysitting some grandkids. Like, you have to be in the mindset of, you need to take her from that where she's at during that time frame and then get her with you so that then you can talk to her about what we're going to talk about. We're not waiting for that time to expire.
Do I want to ask her if it's a good time or?
No.
I don't think so.
You're trying to get her on.
I'd be okay with you saying, you remembered speaking with me?
Okay.
Right? Like, if she's not giving you anything where you're not sure if she remembers who you are, do you remember the conversation we had? You were looking for a DC Ranch home or a DC Ranch lot to build a home on?
Right. Hey, you visited her website. We spoke right away. You told me you were excited about DC Ranch. Your husband was going to be retiring a medical practice. You're regurgitating because you're trying to get her mentally to a spot. Now you can go, I was out thinking about you. Oh, my God. I was so excited. I was waiting. I was looking around. And it turns out we got a new-to-market listing that's coming on. And you said you love tennis. And Desert Highlands has the best tennis. So I thought of you. Right? Was I wrong in thinking that you love tennis? Right. Cool. All right, you say it to me. Call me. Hey!
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, who is this?
Lori, the Seabok team.
Hi, Lori.
Oh, how are you?
I'm awesome. What's going on?
Oh, just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you because I've got some exciting news to talk about. Remember we talked about DC Ranch?
Yeah, I remember.
Yes.
Remind her of the process. You went on our website, I called you, we talked, right? Like,
okay.
Like, try that again.
You had visited our website, and I had called you, and we had spoke regarding what you were looking for in the future after your husband retires.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Lori.
Yeah.
How are you today?
I'm great. I just want to let you know that I've got some really exciting things, and I was thinking of you when I found out we have a couple of lots that are near the DC Ranch area that are not on the market yet.
Okay. What kind of lots? I really like DC Ranch.
I know, and I know you also mentioned you like tennis, and this
we place. Love tennis.
Great. So this property, this land is in Desert Highlands. Are you familiar with that?
My friend's in Desert Highlands.
What do you think about Desert Highlands?
They love it there.
Great. Do you realize they have the tennis? Have you ever gotten to play on their tennis courts?
No, but I heard they got great tennis.
They do. They have grass courts. They have clay courts. It's one of the best in the entire valley.
Awesome.
Would you
pitch it now? You got her, right? Like, yeah. You mentally, you have her there now. Oh, cool. Well, we got a lot in there. It's south facing, right? Like,
get into the lot.
Right, cool. So then what is the whole reason you're calling?
Because I wanted to find out about. So, Lynn, have you worked with a builder before? Or do you have a builder in mind that you're considering?
A little, but my friends built a house. We were just going to call that builder. I think it was Sonora something. Okay. They said they were great. Their customer service was awesome. Our friends loved them. They were a little pricey. I think it was like $350 a square foot.
Great. Well, I'd love to be able to give you some referrals, too, if when we're getting closer to that point, we can talk about that. I know you mentioned your husband's retiring in a few years, that he's looking to get to retire.
Cool. We'll let you swim from there. All right. Let's give it. Yay! Great job.
All right, now let's call
her. Yeah. You're going to try and picture that house. Do you want to put some water?
Yeah. Okay.
Focus, right?
Same thing you
Same
just
thing.
Did.
Same thing you just did.
This is Lori with the Seabok team. You had visited our website, and I called you last week regarding the that you were looking for some land up in DC Ranch. Yeah. Well, what I wanted to tell you about is there's a couple of lots that are that have just come up. They're not on the market quite yet, and the one is in the Desert Highlands area. Are you familiar with Desert Highlands? And because I know you mentioned you like playing tennis, and they have. Oh, okay. It's too far up. Then there was another area called Pinnacle Peak area that has a lot that isn't on the market
it's
yet either.
Off of Pinnacle Peak Road.
It's off of Pinnacle Peak Road. So I didn't know that one is also not there on the market, but
it's up against the mountain.
I can get some more information. It does have mountain views. And so I'm just letting you know that I've got some ideas that are coming up that may not be on the market quite yet. Right. Okay. I can do that. You got it. So yeah, absolutely. I will. I'll let you know those. And then these two were not on the market, so that's why I wanted to give you a call directly. So I do have you. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Lynn.
Builder.
Okay.
One other question. Good.
Did you hang up? That was awesome. Wow!
Really
I forgot they're trying to sell a lot in Florida.
That's okay. We're
just building rapport with the leads.
Okay.
But see how you because you practice what you're gonna say. You know what rolled out of your mouth when you were talking?
What?
Great stuff.
What you practiced.
Yeah. What you practiced. Exactly. It came out. It came out natural.
Yeah.
It came out. You sound organized. You sounded spot on.
Content.
You were patient. You let her say golf. What did she say? Tell us what she said.
That the listings that I had sent were not the one. There weren't ones that she was interested in. So.
Awesome. Perfect. Good feedback. We love feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then her other basic feedback was that she is still she's still going to be looking at anything I send her. She's interested in seeing those, but she wants to do it through email, and that's why I told her that these were not.
Okay, so was that advancing the relationship or getting worse?
Advancing,
right.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so she went, in my opinion, from a C lead, right, to maybe a B,
mm-hmm.
right? Because she has to, but so now maybe we what? So what did she not like about the houses you sent her?
Oh, the list, the lots?
Yeah.
Well, they're not in DC Ranch.
Right, so what do you need to find?
The ones you sent her were not in DC Ranch.
There wasn't anything that was.
Yeah.
Was good.
Good.
Right, so now what is the key to converting this lead?
Find a lot in DC Ranch.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Right.
Wonderful, now you know. Right,
yeah.
Did you know that before?
I didn't.
Right, this is the point.
No, but you just gained credibility with her because you brought an other option and you let her say no. And you were like, cool, no big deal. You let it roll off your back, right? Like, I'm still the one that you want to talk to because we're a mover and a shaker up here. All right. So what is the next step with her?
To email her and tell her it was nice to talk to her and let her know what I heard her say.
Well, we'll do that, but that's not what I was looking for.
I know what you say. What
right.
were you looking for?
We're going to send her a CMA to her house in Gilbert. Right. Of course we are. Right? Because did you want to list her house too?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's a chance for you. You got her address, right? It's a chance for you to send something in writing. You now had a conversation, right? Like you're just trying to...
And then note on the CMA.
Right.
To recap the conversation.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, sorry. I was excited about the one in Desert Highlands. Don't worry. I'm going to be looking in the next few weeks for you in DC Ranch. Check out the email. When I get something exciting, I'll send you. But now you're going to set up time to preview at some time, right? So, you know, how do we find lots in DC Ranch? No. We go to Quick Search. We go to Lots and Land.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah,
the thing is, did you set her up an auto search for lots in DC Ranch?
Yes.
With these lots here? You said there's none?
For under an acre.
Oh, no. So now you got to send the whole idea is to send as much wrong stuff to them as possible to demonstrate what?
Well, I think I did get a big spread, so I think that's the whole thing.
No, but now you're going, now she reiterated she really wants to be in DC Ranch because she's a complete snob, right? Cool. So she loves the Kool-Aid over there, so let's go subdivision.
It's there. Your subdivision...
Oh, thank you, Jimmy. Like, to me, I would go video this one for $7.95. And then what I would do is I would call each of these listing agents and see if they know any one of the other lots in there. I would also go, like, if you look and see where these lots are, to me, that would be a great buyer letter. There's probably only six lots in here. Here's one in DC Ranch right here. She's probably already seen it, but you can still send it to her. Say, You know what? I figured you might have seen this one already, right?
Right.
Price Breaker, $1.5 million. That's awesome. That's funny. Oh, it's kind of funny. I was telling everybody in our team meeting that you were looking for a lot in DC Ranch, and I was starting to talking to the new team member from Gilbert down there, and I said, I happened to off mention your name, and he said, I think he said that he might know you.
Yeah,
I've gone to elementary school with your kids.
Yeah, well, you were talking about me. You know what? I had it pulled up on my computer. I started talking.
We're looking for lots.
We're looking for lots. Yeah. Let's call the next lead.
Are they only DC? Would they consider Silverleaf?
She's really into DC Ranch.
DC Ranch is Silverleaf.
Upper echelon
of Silverleaf.
Right. No, I understand that. But I. She likes the whole setup that DC Ranch has. But.
You're not selling me off. Question.
Yeah.
Somewhere lot in Arcadia. It's
here.
Silverleaf.
Yeah.
It's DC Ranch.
Look at it.
Okay.
Is it
cheap enough to be in that price range?
No.
That's where, yeah, $600 to $800. Like you're going to spend.
No, Arcadia Silverleaf is probably the place where she's going to end up.
That's the
right
best bang for your
buck. So let's click on DC Ranch.
Arcadia Silverleaf.
Right. Let's go. If you don't know, go to the DC Ranch section at cbuck.com. Go to the map. Don't play the video. Right, Silverleaf is here. It's inside DC Ranch. Alex is talking about this area here. It's called Arcadia at DC Ranch.
Click that.
When you go in here, there's a second map. Right, so Arcadia, the Casitas, Horseshoe, and the Country Club. Trust me, she's not going to be care. This is nicer.
It's
higher than
better status.
That. I didn't know that.
Yeah, right? Like, this is why we're doing this. Okay.
If it's in their price range, they're not going to say no to Silverleaf.
Right.
And they can still be a member at DC Ranch if they want.
Yeah, I have friends in the Country Club here that belong to Silverleaf, and I have people that live in Silverleaf and belong to Country Club.
Okay.
Right? So, I mean, for instance, the coach for ASU football lives in DC Ranch Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, Shane Doan lives in DC Ranch, right? Like, Dontrell Willis.
Just I called yesterday.
Jimmy
Morgan. So no, if you want to be a member of DC Ranch Country Club, it's market rate pricing. It's currently at $88,000.
Wow.
The dues are $1,186 a month.
Is it Melanie still?
Yeah.
Nice.
Is that equity membership?
$1,186 non-equity membership. $1,000 minimum food and beverage per year. If they don't like to golf and they just want sports or social memberships with limited golf, it's $30,000 non-equity, $702 a month in dues.
Right.
But you see that's right. How that works.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Leverage the work that you're doing.
Yeah. I'm gonna stick with you because to re-go through someone else and then we'll just end for today. But I mean, still good. I mean, but the idea, if you guys can see, in practicing what you say before, right, like anticipating the calls that you're going to make and where the questions, at least you have a, what it is, you're just trying to buy, you're trying to control the first 2 minutes of the phone call as much as you possibly can to make sure that you're not missing key points that you wanted to cover with them. And if there's dead time, you have something to throw out there. Because you're just trying to every 2 to 3 weeks to reach out to these prospects and talk to them about something that's not how you doing. Well, I was just calling, you went to our website, right? Like, they don't need that. What they need is whenever you call about a house and then use the unlisted things off of cboc.com, all these houses, like for instance now, like what you could have done as well is gone to DC Ranch. Right, say, you know what, we have one for sale down there that's not new. Are you guys considering any resale as well? That could be your next conversation. Like, why not throw out there, we got a pocket listing.
Or go shoot the video and email it to her. And then call her, did you get my video? What did you think of that house?
Right.
Because it's demonstrating you're actually really out there working for her.
Shoot the video.
I'll go shoot the video of the house. But I'll make sure if they want to build, I'll make sure it's like the nicest house that I'm shooting a video of. Because they're expecting new, I want the best, so I don't want to send a crap
resale.
Right.
So you got to make sure you note for yourself to record the conversation. Thanks for coming. Hopefully it was worth it.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Real Estate 2020, a series by CBOC Team, Realty One Group's number one real estate team. Make sure you stay up to date by following us on soundcloud.com/realestate2020. That's the number 20 and number 20 again. You can also follow CBOC for more tools, resources, information, and so much more at CBOC.com. That's SIBBACH.com and TooManyListings.com, as well as follow us on all major social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and lastly, make sure you review us on SoundCloud to share with your friends and stay up to date for the latest episodes for Real Estate 2020. We'll see you next time.